special guest today, Chris Lamberth, have to turn away to conceal his laughter.
Already ashamed.
Hey, girl.
We're just so, I want to think that it was just a laugh of, you know, surprise at how enthusiastic we can be about PLL as 30-something
year olds. I think everybody knows how neurotically crazy we are.
So welcome to Cabernet. First of all, we're sponsored today by...
We got lovely gifted a Korbel champagne.
From our special guest at Chris Lamberth. We'll talk more about him in a minute. So thank you for bringing the champagne. Cheers!
Cheers.
Yay! But also, as always, Sue Funk and I are double fisting it alongside our champagne. We do have a little Cabernet. Don't knock it till you tried it. The Cab and the Champs. And then also, you guys, if you like Cabernet A, subscribe to us. You can find us,
please.
Sue, where can you find us?
Well, you can find us on iTunes, you can find us on Stitcher, and you could find us on Podbean.
Yes.
So there's three ways that you can find us. But
there's literally so many ways.
And we tweet it out, and we Facebook it, and we encourage people to like us and follow us on social media, not in, like, real life.
Yes, please don't follow us in real life. That makes
you're
gonna
be
us
greatly
nervous.
Disappointed.
You will probably be...
These girls go to the supermarket for cheese. That is disturbing.
People would be shocked and appalled.
I'm a stalker, so...
You
can follow Azy.
Corey Azy, our other guest.
So should we introduce, guest here, or wait, what's up on the agenda, sir? Are we keeping it real?
No, that's intro. We're keeping it real.
So hashtag Cabernet and A to get in the conversation. And so this week, we have a couple of special guests. First of all, who you just heard from at Corey Azy, Corey Midgarden, he was late to the party. He's a man of few words. He might just mostly be a voyeur, which is fine. He's just going
to
sit over here and eat his peanut M&M's.
I like to think of him as the sex appeal of the podcast that you can't see, but you can just feel it.
Oh, my God,
exactly.
My energy.
His energy is, like, palpable, tangible.
You can really...
And then our very, very special guest.
Speaking of sex appeal.
Chris
Lamberth.
Chris
Lamberth.
The
At Chris Lamberth, and he has an amazing podcast you should check out called The Mundane Festival. And is it The Mundane Festival or at Mundane Festival?
It's just it's at Mundane Festival.
At Mundane Festival.
Thanks for having me, ladies.
Of course. Welcome. Welcome to my living room. My cat is here as well. You can follow him at Tanuki. You can. He doesn't have social media yet. Okay. So, Sue, let's kick it off. Let's run down our little agenda, and we're going to discuss PLL episode. What even is it? Do we know? 515?
602?
I have no idea.
I think it was like 515. Whatever.
It's like 5B.
You're listening to this the day after, so if you don't know, I can't help you. Okay. There was a lot happening, so what do we want to chat about first?
I thought it was really interesting. So in the last, in the premiere episode, we were all like, that last scene was so pointless. It was just Allie is the new orange is the new black.
Right.
Yeah.
Not a lot happening. Not a lot of
suspense. But the thing that they focused on again and they focused on in that scene is that it seems like Allie has like a hospital bracelet on to match her handcuffs.
Mm-hmm.
So that's something. Like maybe she went through our good old friend Radley
our friend Ren, who P.S. Julian Morris, happy birthday today, which when you're listening to this it'll be yesterday. You're welcome.
That I know that
he's busy on the new girl.
He ain't got time for that. By the way, Zoe Deschanel pregnant, so.
Very pregnant. Oh gosh, but we digress. That's our other. That's our spinoff. People of PLL pregnant podcast. So
she has a hospital bracelet.
So maybe something was going on. Do we care? Were we supposed to have been paying attention to the fact that she had a hospital bracelet? What do you think, Chris? Did you pick up on that?
How much time has passed? Are we saying like a couple, few days, like a
week or
so?
Probably a few days, right? Like,
well, she changed prisons, right?
She changed prisons. She talked to her brother once. Oh, that's right. I forgot about that little tidbit they brought up.
A little bit, like maybe a week or so. Because Jason's already been kicked out of the house, so...
I wonder if she got transferred, but maybe that has something to do with it. Maybe she sort of, like, played psycho or did something to sort of, like...
And she's a rich white girl, so, like,
exactly.
She probably got preferential treatment. And if she moved, it's something to get her... Because we find out at the end of the episode that somebody's she's got friends on the inside. Somebody passed her that note.
Yeah.
So maybe there was some strategic move to get her to that new prison, that deadly prison.
That could be.
Or was it A who passed her the note? I'm not sure.
See, that's what I thought. See, that's what I was confused about that too at the end. Was it like A that passed her the note?
Like, but it was, I mean, like, don't worry, girl.
Yeah, it was kind of an I got your back message.
Do you all agree that there's a syndicate of A's? Like, there's you guys talk about like an Uber A or
somebody that's...
And, like, 100%. I think there's, like, there's the Mona A and Mona's A team. Mm-hmm. And then there's the Uber A, who's Endgame. And then there's Black Widow, who's also supposedly
Endgame. Part of Endgame, but is she Uber A? I think that's the point. It's, like, she might not necessarily be Uber A, but she's somehow related to the Endgame. Like, either they're in cahoots or she's, like, you know, maybe not acting out in the same way that Uber A is, but maybe she sort of has similar motives. Oh, God, it's all very confusing. But if you want a little more clarity on it, follow at the PLL Sherlock on Instagram. She did an amazing Black Widow series the past couple of days. Did you see that, Sue?
I don't think I did, and I'm excited. I just really like to, like, save up the PLL Sherlock when I have, like, and, like, time, binge. Like, if I'm doing, like, a long subway ride or something, mm-hmm. I'm just like, oh, this is the best, like...
Absolutely.
Because it just makes you think so much. She's fantastic.
She's amazing. We're, we'll get her on here. Hopefully
I feel like this podcast could also be called, or Loving PLL Sherlock.
Yeah. It's also PLL Sherlock, dear friend.
And hating the chick that made the Aria is A video.
No!
You guys slammed
her. You know what's so funny? She never reached out. Okay, so, backstory, if you haven't been following us since the beginning... we watched a, like, 60-minute long Why I Think Aria is A video that a PLL fan made on YouTube that got started on our, like, PLL adult fan email chain. And Chris really was like, he watched it and he was like, I'm sold.
It's Sue's fault.
Because it was totally me.
I think we were on a thread and you randomly said, oh, this is a... There's a video that says Aria is A, and I was like, really? And send it to me. She sent it, and I was like,
what?
I was like, wow, she is.
No,
this
I literally like.
I also confessed that I've, like, watched it four times, and I was like, this is something that I always go back to.
So then we did a podcast episode. I think it was our second
where you
episode.
Slammed
where we did two for
you. You said
we were analyzing it,
but we said nothing but love for that girl.
You were like,
we reached out to her, and she had no comment. It was very serial.
Yeah,
we're
on the up and up.
We don't know what she's doing with this. I mean, I kind of agree with what she's saying. And then there's no way. There's no way that this could ever happen, that this means anything. It has nothing to do with what the storyline is. I don't know how she got it. But we love you. We love you. And we really think you're special. But who the fuck would ever come up with something like that? I don't get it. I really don't.
Keep it real,
she's great. She's great. She's great.
Yeah, we did buy Felicia.
Yeah. It was very girl.
I just didn't want her to, like, come after me. I didn't want to gain a troll. I'm scared of trolls.
You didn't want a 9-year-old girl to.
Yeah, I didn't want a 9-year-old girl trolling me.
We just like to rip her apart, but we don't want to hear from her.
Yeah. but I'm finding more solace in the fact that it's something that's more widespread. It's not just it's not just like a little cottage industry of people saying
RSA is a huge thing. And we should also sidebar that Chris, I want to say, like, daily, if not multiple times daily, will forward me some sort of link of, like, PeopleMagazine.com, like, why RSA? And I'm like, stop it!
Can we curse?
Yes.
I like fucking with you.
Yeah.
I like
saying. I love it.
Because
I love when you do.
She, because I tried to reach out to everybody on the thread. I said, Lucy Hale's going to be on Kelly and Michael. You guys should set your DVR. And I tell Chelsea, oh, I saw it. And Kelly, it was funny. Kelly was like, oh, I think you're A, Lucy. I think your character's A. And Chelsea was like, she doesn't know what she's talking about. And it was just like it was just a joke. It's just like the host of a TV show saying, like, oh, I think, yeah. She's like, oh, I think you're A. And, you know, like something Gelman told her to say.
Exactly.
and she's like, I don't fucking believe.
Gelman just pointing A, letter A.
And Chelsea was like, I don't fucking believe anything she said.
That That is like, actually uncanny how I sound when people tell me our voice.
I was like, wow.
That's your real voice, but listen, let's be honest.
And credit to you, 100%. I really honestly had always been a very firm believer that none of the four girls were A until you guys started like...
Yeah, I mean, honestly, at Corey,
you want
one of the four of you?
Yeah, I think so. I feel like it'd be a little bit.
It would be great.
One of them wasn't. Like, if anybody else on the show is A, I'm going to be like, eh.
Well,
maybe,
yeah.
Maybe one of them will be Black Widow, and then there will be another one that's like a conflict.
It couldn't be because they saw Black Widow. And they were all there. Four together.
I don't know. I'm really behind.
Yeah, Corey's really bad. It's okay. It's fine. Just
keep being the sex appeal.
Do you want some more peanut M&Ms?
Yeah, I already went through an entire
pass the PMMs. All right. Okay. Well, let's run down a few more of this episode, and then at the end we can sort of also regroup on RSA and whatever overarching themes.
Mm-hmm. Well, keeping it in Allie's prison cell, A's gonna kill the girls is like something that like she was just like they're gonna be here or if A doesn't kill them is what she says to Toby.
Do we think one of the girls will die?
No. Well, A's. If A kills everybody, how's there going to be a show? How is she going to get satisfaction?
But do you think that one of the girls, do we believe that one of the four main liars would be killed off before the end of the show?
I don't know. It's possible. I would say, Sue had a good point in one of the last episodes where you had me thinking, and I kind of believe this too, when you were talking about the show kind of being like lost.
Yeah.
And the way that we argued about this before this episode tonight, but it's like, do they know, where they wanted to end up, but do they know how they're going to get there? Mm-hmm. And then there was a People magazine article where one of the producers said, you know, we're deviating from the books, even though we're keeping the spirit of it. So, mm-hmm. They kind of don't know what they're... I feel like they know what they're doing, but they're going to take us for a ride.
100%. I think we've all come to terms with that. That, like, I would be... I don't know. I would really be shocked if they didn't know what the ultimate, like, here's the last scene, the last episode. Like, I think they know where they're going. But, of course, you're going to make stuff up as you go along. Because mm-hmm. they wouldn't have known if it was going to be 3 episodes or 7 episodes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you have to make up those little divergences along the way.
They got 2 more seasons to jerk us around.
I think it would be hilarious
if the next episode, A kills all the girls, and then it's just a puppet show with A playing with the dolls. Because there's so much dollhouse stuff. Yeah. That's just all it is. It's just someone in a black hood playing with dolls.
I would watch the entire thing.
Very, very Ibsen-esque.
I'm just saying, new PLL theater.
I would watch all those episodes. I don't think, though...
I'm a douche.
I would be surprised if any of the four got killed. I mean, like, sure, it would be... I feel like with Mona getting killed, that was almost, like, as close as they're going to get.
Only if they get a movie deal.
But you think that they could?
I think Mona getting killed was, like, as close as they're ever going to get to, like...
I always thought it would be, like...
pretty solid contracts.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I also feel like people watch because they see a little bit of themselves in a character or in a little bit of all the characters. Yeah. And to get rid of one of them, I feel like, would really just, like...
It's, like, too much. It's, like, killing off a character like Mona is a little bit, like, oh, and it's, like... exciting
really
cares, and it
seems
like
I can't. I was
fake,
sad,
but like you
well,
know,
that was because it was the same episode gonna... that you realized that she had a booty.
She had like a fat
she
ass,
had a fatty.
And I start looking like I follow her on Instagram, and I try to like tilt my phone to see if I could see.
You're like, wait,
wait a minute.
Is it?
She had that fedonkadonk.
But I kind of felt. I mean, did we kind of feel like that was gonna happen anyway? Because you had the finale part. Yeah. Do we kind of feel like that was going to happen?
Yeah.
It wasn't a surprise, but I still felt...
I feel like it did end up even being just, like, the biggest sort of rumor that everyone was guessing. Mm-hmm. That almost made me believe it wasn't going to be, because it seemed like everyone was, like, guessing it so much, you know? But I don't know.
She knew too much.
She knew too much.
And ABC Family is just a brick through the window with their, like, social media prompts. Because they're like, after the show, Janelle Parrish is going to talk to you. And I was like, really? She's going to talk to us?
What the fuck for?
Like, is it because she's dead? Who died? Because she's such a fan favorite. Like, she's dead.
Right.
You're always right. There's a lot of problems with, like, the social media prompts.
And as someone who is a social media person for a network.
Yeah.
I mean,
no shade. I'll say it because I'm not. Shade, ABC Family, get your stuff together.
And what I always thought about, what hurt me about Mona dying, I always felt like she was the Dark Knight of Rosewood. Yeah. I've always tweeted it because she's whatever that town needs her to be. Mm-hmm. Like, if they want her to be the bad guy, she'll be the bad guy. But she had that laptop, and, like, she... You could always see she was helping everybody.
That's true.
She was... Like, she was that character.
She was the best frenemy. Mm-hmm. That was how she was described, and I think that was one of the best, most accurate descriptions
of her. And at the end of the day, she was doing not... I've never been the biggest Mona fan, but, like, at the end of the day, you have to admit she was, even when she was, like, torturing everybody, it came from a place of, like, just trying to defend herself. And you know what I mean? It wasn't like she was driven to it. Yeah, I mean, like, it wasn't like she just was, like, set up to be a psychopath. Like, she was defending herself. Okay, next.
So, just getting back to the prison, last thing was, it was really great, the shade that Toby got to throw in Allie's face.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that was awesome.
Is it a great moment? Like, is it me, or do all of these, like, scene, like, there's this scene, so that was that first scene with, with Allie and Toby.
Mm-hmm. Then you had, the top of the show.
Yeah, at the top of the show, and then you had Hannah and Allie. And, well, and then you had Jackie and Aria. Kind of sound like scorned, like R&B singers. Like when they get the chance,
that's true.
Like it's just like this is what happened when I was behind bars. I was locked up in a cage.
Or like an
attempt to be like a Maya Angelou poem or something. Yes. Like I was locked up. What did you like? Somebody in a like a.
Toby, you know why the cage like bird sings.
Like a character in a Tyler Perry movie that got saved by a light-skinned guy. And she's like found her footing.
There were a lot of satisfying moments.
Yeah, it was like,
awesome to see, Toby, who, like, and I was like screaming that at the TV before Toby said it, when Allie was trying to be like, you remember with this, you know, and I'm like, Toby, don't let her talk to you that way. Like, tell her that, like, you put me there.
Because he's,
and
then, created T-Rex, Toby.
And with Hannah, I wanted a slow clap. I want to put that on a t-shirt, like, whatever Hannah said to Allie at the end. Like
Hannah should have, like, a frequent flyer of visiting people behind bars.
She's really good at that.
She deserves something.
Like, seriously, some sort of Candy Striper of the Year award or something.
I always like when Hannah, like, stands up for herself.
Yeah.
Because it's clear, you know, like, she's really smart. She's getting in all these schools and stuff. Yeah. But she, for some reason, won't let that out. And then when she just stands up for herself, it always feels like
even more
genuine.
Satisfying.
Yeah, it's just like, they're like, all right.
Yeah, because you're like, you know, Hannah would only be going to this place if she was really, like, at the end of her rope.
And she genuinely seems to care about people.
Like, absolutely.
She was obviously affected by Mona's death,
Oh, yeah. That was fantastic. Okay.
All right. And then there was the most awkward discovery of evidence ever.
Oh, my God.
Like, I've seen smoother discoveries on, like, Law & Order, where they're, like, couple fighting. Oh, my God, we tripped over a dead homeless person. Like, but you still didn't take out the garbage. Like, it was just so awkward. Like, we found this bloody knife.
The
what do you do?
Of the knife is my favorite.
Oh,
like,
my God.
Piece by piece.
Like, you know, some props person is like, you have to use this leaf.
I worked really hard on that leaf, Keegan. Don't fuck up my shit, Keegan. This is some bullshit, man. Marlene got us working long hours. Get this leaf.
How long is it supposed to be? I thought it was supposed to be warm now.
Isn't it
supposed to be entering into spring at this point?
Well, no.
January, February-ish, I guess.
Isn't it still also like 2014?
It's
still like 2011
or something. Yeah, it's
like still 2011 there or something.
Oh, is it?
They are so 2000 and late in Rosewood. It is a late, late place. But we found this knife. Officer Toby, being the diligent NYPD, I mean Rosewood PD.
Oh!
Yes.
In this episode, there was also the one that was used to, I don't remember what
point.
It was.
Oh, point at a...
At the trailer home where Holbrook was raised by his creepy, golem father.
This Shokin was, like, really schizophrenic sometimes. Like, it's like the Sons of Anarchy or American Horror Story. Like,
sometimes it really segues into, like...
It's like Marlene was watching all of those shows, and she was like, let's do a scene.
We gotta do this shit right here.
You know what? Let's do some Rear Window. Just literally lift everything from your window and just put it into an episode.
Yeah. Well, Toby and... No, was it Caleb? Who was in the wheelchair?
That was Toby.
Yeah, was Toby. Yeah, yeah.
Because he was trying to call Spencer and got hit by a car.
What do we think, though? Do we think the knife is legit? Is it a trap? Is it a trap set by who? What are we thinking?
I just don't understand. Like, just because it was from your house, why would you cover it up? You're a cop. Like, the whole reason that Toby got in the inside was so that he could make sure that nothing foul was happening.
But I think that's exactly why. Like, because I think if I were him, in a PLL world, as we talked about before, in this soap opera PLL world, I think it seems totally rational that he would have reacted that way. It's like, here's a knife from my house. It basically seems to scream, I'm being framed by A. Because otherwise, why would someone have that knife? You know what I mean? Yeah. It really just seems to scream. So I guess let's take it from there. Let's deduce.
Like, Caleb.
If, you know, either if it was a setup for them to frame, yeah, Caleb, Hannah, Toby. So, I mean, like, really, any of them could have, like, been framed and had their hands on a knife from the Kavanaugh cabin. Or, if that's not the case, and if it was legit, oops, we found the murder weapon, even though, of course, none of the other police who searched the house however many times, of course, Toby found
the
it.
Other
but,
shitty
like,
cops
if it really else. Was a, just a discovery of the actual murder weapon, what are the implications? Like, why would the person who murdered Mona for real... Mm-hmm. Let's just say it's for real. Why would they have a knife from the Toby Kavanaugh's cabin?
I don't know if I feel like it's real. But I just don't... I also don't know, what is putting a knife in a kiln do? Did we figure that out?
Oh, well, let's skip to that then. What the hell with kiln knife? Hey, but I Googled... Well, first of all, I Googled, like, putting a knife in a kiln, like, so many different ways. Mm-hmm. And nothing was coming up, and it's trying to teach me about, like... you know, kiln firing, like, metal clay or something. And I was like, no, Google, that's not what I want to know. And then finally there was some video about, like, look how I put my, you know, whatever, clean my knives in my kiln. So, like, maybe it really does. Just, like, get rid of evidence. It just, like, it just, like, burns away the DNA. Yeah, DNA go away.
But then what it did was it turned Caleb into a hot toddy.
Mm-hmm. Oh my god.
But he still didn't take off his shirt.
Can we talk about that scene? It was a waste in so many ways. When I read the spoiler about Caleb's gonna get almost burned alive, it was horrifying, but then to see what actually happened then was a letdown. I'm like, where are the flames?
He was
like,
basically at a spa castle sauna.
I've been hotter than that in, like, the spa castle sauna, exactly. Like, that sounds, like, luxuriously relaxing to me.
Spa castle sauna.
Why is that, like, you know,
it
terrifying?
Was
kind of
like that. It was like a spa castle sauna that smells like clay.
And then he didn't take his shirt off, and it was only danger for, like, 30 seconds.
Yeah,
it was like
a perfect opportunity. I wonder why that happened.
He's at, like, not that I'm checking for him to take his shirt off, but that would have been a time.
Seemed obvious,
him to take his shirt,
right?
Because Toby takes it. Caleb never took his shirt off, did he?
Well, yes. There was the famous shower scene with him and Hannah.
What about the Christmas episode?
But that, I mean,
was he shirtless for that?
Oh, yeah. The Christmas episode. Didn't they all come down in their little undies?
I don't know if he was shirtless or not.
To verify that.
For the dudes, I like...
I would say all of them were shirtless.
What about the Halloween?
Because next to Keegan, like, who... No, say it.
The Halloween episode where, like, Hannah had a corset and she was running through the...
He wasn't shirtless. Oh, you're talking about Hannah's boobs.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was trying to get yours.
Yeah.
Yeah. That Ravenswood Halloween episode should have just been called Hannah's Boobs.
Yeah.
Yes, yes. I think we talked about that on Twitter, right? Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it was just
Hannah's
Boobs.
I was
Hannah's
like,
boobs.
Damn.
Like, you couldn't look at anything else.
Distracted
like,
me
I'm
from
sorry,
this
is there a show going on? Because like Hugh Hefner presents for the live.
That's why I own Spring Breakers on DVD. I mean, Blu-ray.
That movie is horrible.
She was too skinny.
I still think James Franco should have gotten nominated for a BET award. He should have gotten.
Can we get James Franco on this podcast? James Franco, if you're listening.
He lives in New York, right?
Yeah, I feel like James podcast. Franco would show up. I feel like Shia LaBeouf.
Shia LaBeouf, if you're listening.
I like that dude, man.
Yeah,
we needs to get his shit together.
Yeah, we gotta tweet this guy.
We're offline about Shia LaBeouf.
I think he does, actually. once you listen to the story, I think it can happen to any of us. It's just misunderstanding.
Which story?
The one where he was arrested outside of Cabernet, but anyways, go ahead.
Yeah, we digress. Okay, so anything else?
Anything else? There was the biggest thing that ever happened on Pretty Little
Liars.
Oh
my god! Which I couldn't decide if my screen got turned on.
My favorite ever relationship of inappropriateness.
Really?
Oh. Ashley and Jason.
Were you surprised by that? You weren't surprised by that.
Now the more I'm thinking about it after the fact, I'm like a little bit turned on. I'm a lot turned on.
Well, she was dating Pastor Ted. Like, it's still up in the air, like... Pastor Ted got her out of jail. Like, she still has some booty calls to, like, back.
Yeah, she's back on her booty.
Do you, are you really surprised at who she hooks up with?
Like,
she hooks up with everybody.
I wasn't surprised in the sense of, like, it was clear that they were setting it up. So once I was like, oh, like, they're setting this up, I'm not surprised. But if you would have just, like, in a vacuum been like, what the Jason?
Because I thought.
Jason, Ashley and Marin hooked up. I would have been like, oh, hell no.
Yeah.
But I thought for the first time she was going to back down. I thought for sure once he had
kicked
her.
I did too. I thought she was going to be like,
oh. Time of her lifetime. Yeah.
No,
I actually
agree.
No, I actually agree. And I thought that she was going to be a little bit like, oh, and it was going to be weird. And like,
surprise.
Because if Hannah.
She likes being safe.
She likes to
Shout out to RuPaul.
Shout out to RuPaul.
And Big Frida.
If Hannah would have found them, like, in the act, like, that would have been the start of, like, a milk
porn. That's what I thought.
That's what
I thought. I was, like, let down. Because then I was like, well, at least find them, like, naked in the living room. And then it was like, what? He's just walking down the stairs.
And speaking of letdown, like, who kicks Cheese and Tia Laurentiis out of your bed?
Oh, my
like,
God. I know.
The kid is staying in a hotel. Like, be like, stay over. Yeah, I will make you eggs or I'll get Emily Fields catering over here.
Emily Fields.
She
makes
some
horrible empanadas.
Oh my god!
But she makes a good breakfast. Remember when she stayed over and she made breakfast?
Yes.
What? So did I miss something where she just decided she was going to be a chef?
She had money.
I don't think she decided. I think it was opportunity. I think it was this opportunity. She needed money.
The New Brew is a place where like random storylines go to play.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like there's hipster Chris Hardwick who's there who's like, I thought you were Melissa. I'm moving into your house now.
Oh, yeah.
Because
what was the point of that?
Yeah.
Yeah, like, because apparently,
sure,
like,
we'll see soon when Spencer and him are playing tonsil hockey.
Well, who is he going to hook up with?
Come
who
at
is,
me.
Who is the hipster guy going to hook up with?
Probably Spencer.
That's what I think, too.
Because
she hooks
interest.
Up with. She low key hooks up.
She's not Officer Toby. Because
she gave, like, I tweeted this. She gave Toby that Denzel Washington.
Oh,
that
yeah.
one glory tier when he was like,
yeah.
so I was
yeah,
like,
that
oh.
was like one of the more serious Spencer and Toby fights. I feel like
she
yeah,
was
I
acting mean. Circles around that dude.
Well,
man.
I mean,
well, yeah, this is a discussion.
Toby's just
before.
There to take his shirt
Toby's
off.
Only
he's
there
not
to
there
take
for
his, shirt
his
off.
Like Academy
Caleb's
Award.
Caleb's earning his keep, and so
yeah.
is Spencer.
Yeah.
Shout out to Troyan and Tyler if you guys are in the area,
yeah,
want to swing by Cabernet and A or Keegan. I mean. I don't want you to be offended by anything we've said about you. We would all make out with you.
Lucy, you can
I would say every single one of us in this room, regardless of sexual preference, would make out with you. And
I just want Lucy Hale to sing some songs from her CD.
Oh, yeah. Lucy Hale, come through. So that reminded me, though. Oh, I don't know. It's lost from me now. There was something I was going to say when we were talking about...
Ezra owning the brew is really weird.
Something about Shay.
The brew.
Maybe
about Shay is now.
She's
going to
hook up with the chef. I thought they were going to hook up.
Oh, they are? Oh, no. 100% they are. That's like a
yeah,
spoiler.
No,
she said something like you could spit. Spit if you don't like it, spit
wait,
it in my...
Said?
Yeah, that Emily was going to have some weird like relationship interaction with a new girl named Hallie that comes to the brew.
Oh, man.
Yeah, that's like what happened.
I was thinking
happened
maybe it was
going
to be a her and Ezra sort of thing.
Mm-mm.
No.
Not Shay, but...
No, but I did hear that, like, Ezra will fool around with somebody else younger, I think.
But I think that was the one that was proved wrong. And then
so
Hannah's going to have a pregnancy.
Someone in junior high.
Oh,
yeah, supposedly. Anyways, we digress again. I don't remember what I was going to say about Jason other
hooking
than
up with
that
Ashley.
I wish I was Ashley Marin and I'm decidedly turned on and not creeped out. But
why would you be creeped? They're both adults, though.
It just like
yeah,
seems like a weird thing.
Definitely an age gap.
If you can, if, really, if you can,
well, no,
if you can live with Ezra and Arya hooking up, like
it's an age gap. It's also like your little, your daughter's Nah, best friend. Man. Nah, man. Your daughter's undead jailbird best friend.
That's how every good MILF porn starts. Like, that's there's nothing.
Jail as old as Chime.
The oldest profession. I mean, well, that's not. Yeah, porn isn't. Whatever. Yeah. But anyway.
That's a spin-off porn podcast. Be sure to follow our PLO pregnancy podcast and our PLO porn podcast spin-off.
Coming never like, to a podcast.
They hook up with old... This show could be called Hooking Up With Old... Young girls hooking up with old dudes.
Yeah.
Who was it today? Was it Hannah that said, I just kissed him? I mean...
Oh, yeah. With Holbrook.
She kissed Holbrook.
Oh, God.
It was just a thank you.
It's just saying that...
People use sex and kisses as... Yeah.
That's right.
Being thanked.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Well, that's what her mama told her.
Yeah, that's what her mama told her.
Like daughter.
Hannah can't get mad.
Mm-mm. No, I mean, I think it's just weird.
Like, it is weird.
It's weird that, like, hey, we thought you killed your sister. You put her in jail instead. And now you just got finished banging my mom out. Like, maybe it's time to ask her for money so I don't have to go steal things at the mall.
Do you think the racial relationship will stick? Like, do you think that they'll...
No. I mean, she already kicked him out of bed. I feel like she was like, bye, that was great.
Yeah.
Jason might
have here's your goodbye basket by the door.
Was she Derek Jeter?
Goodbye basket.
Don't you feel like,
Ashley Marin memorabilia? Some of the money she stole from the bank.
here's
$15 for the cab.
And or something.
So.
Because she's old?
No, butterscotch is like one of the things I feel.
That's hilarious. Is it?
Yeah. Okay, we'll offline about the butterscotch.
All right.
Moments, but,
that's funny, though.
So, as we always...
It's been in my purse for a little while.
While you're at it.
Oh, man.
So we always do it then, but we can elaborate on this and talk about it as long as we want to, but we always sort of... close out Cabernet and A with, if someone threatened your Cabernet, who would you at this moment say is A? So, Chris Lambert, if someone threatened your Cabernet...
I'm going to say it's Aria, man.
Oh,
I like,
big effing surprise.
I
censor myself because Deb White might listen to this podcast. It's undetermined.
Oh, it's already explicit. We're dropping F-bombs.
Well, I didn't say anything.
I'm sorry, Miss White.
Yeah. That's fine. No, she doesn't mind what you guys do. I just
can't.
So you think it's Aria, obviously.
I think it's Aria. Like I said, Sue created a monster, and I'm starting to feel less insecure about it because it's all over the internet now. So like other sources say she had on that red coat last week. The whole hacking into the computer, like the Oberlin College thing, and why didn't I get it? Oh, can you see what they said? And then she conveniently gets attacked, and then the laptop stolen, and it's kind of like
last episode was kind of weird.
If it was her, then why would have she received that little bookmark at the very end?
She's got to get herself a little dirty.
She's
got to
like,
get herself a little dirty. Well, did you see this happen to me?
So she did it to herself.
Well, and also, she's if Aria's A, she's probably got some dual personalities.
Well, yeah, she does have dual personalities, then she can be like, who left this for me?
Look at this.
She didn't even know.
Yeah.
She might have did. Yeah.
I don't think so. I think we would have seen it by now. There would have been a little bit. That's why I'm thinking maybe she's Black Widow, but you're going to tell me that's not possible.
I'll just say.
That was the first time, because for a long time I've been thinking.
Because they saw her.
I think I'm going to ride with it until I'm proven wrong. But I think, you know, like, if she really is A, then that's like, she's like the best actor. Like, she's pulling some Kaiser Sose shit.
Yes.
Like I thought, like, just seeing her on, like, I watched a couple of those clips from Watch What Happens Live.
Yeah. I think we're all even bigger Lucy. Well, like, I mean,
I'm like a really big fan of hers.
Yeah, Lucy Hale fan now. Not like I was like against her before, but now like she's been doing that big like press blitz, and like she seems pretty.
Yeah,
and she because she said like she even said like the what did she say like the writers like what annoys what character annoys you the most. And she said, my character.
Yeah,
she was like, my character. Like, I don't know. She's like, it's the writers. I was like, oh, shit. Should you be saying this shit?
There were a couple of things that I was like, girl, they are going to be freaking out with you in the press
like,
room.
Like, I was afraid for her job.
Yeah, 100%.
But she, but yeah.
She's likable. She's, like
she's very likable. She's and
she's A.
Yeah. And she probably eats at Wawa.
Yeah, donuts. excitement. Chris, no. Chris and I have a big Wawa versus Sheetz battle.
I'm feeling.
It's always waging.
Oh, I'm feeling.
Tie Sheetz all the way. It's not tough. Wawa is garbage.
Oh my God. Wait,
compared to Sheetz? Sandwich? Have you ever eaten at Sheetz?
No, but still.
No, look, okay, can we say, can we say that? Because I might have to have Chelsea back on my podcast, but
please.
To talk about this, but. As I was when I was in undergrad, Sheetz was it was amazing. Now this is like
Sheetz has really stepped up their game though recently
with the menu. I'm wondering since they expanded their menu, are they kind of slipping?
What is it?
Wawa literally tastes like Wawa? Wawa is just like the pre-made sandwiches you get at like seven like a. Even generic gas station.
I just said Wawa to get you. I just said Wawa to get you mad.
Fresh, I know, and you did it. You succeed every time.
I just said it to make you angry.
I have so many feels about Sheetz.
Because I want to be right there with you on it. I want to be, but like
I think we should tweet this to Sheetz and get them to sponsor.
Oh my God, Sheetz, please! I ate at Sheetz on Thanksgiving. My family went to Sheetz for Thanksgiving.
And wasn't I the only one that hit you up? Like I was like, what are you?
Chris is the only one that noticed. I tweeted about it, and Chris is the only one that was like, why'd you get a Sheetz on Thanksgiving?
I was like, are you okay?
It was the only thing open, and also the best Thanksgiving ever. Thanks, at Sheetz. Follow me.
Why did you go to Sheetz for
It's a long... Okay, listeners, if you don't care, earmuffs and have some wine while I talk about this. Basically, my family celebrated Thanksgiving on Saturday this past year. So actual Thanksgiving, and my mom was hosting it. So my mom was like, oh, but I'll cook on Thursday for us. And we're like, no. Like, no one... don't cook two Thanksgivings. You're a crazy person.
Yeah.
We'll just, go get, Chinese food or, in A Christmas Story, whatever. Yeah. That's, where you're supposed to go on the holiday. Go get Chinese food. First thing in Chinese food place in Clarion, Pennsylvania was closed.
Wow.
And so then by the time finally I was like, well, let's try Sheetz. And we went to Sheetz. It was the only place open. And we ate Sheetz in the car driving home because we were so hungry by that point. And my mom cried. What is Thanksgiving about?
Tears of joy?
And
or
my mom was like, you're talking about how your mom opened new tabs on Thanksgiving.
My mom didn't give a shit about Thanksgiving. So she's like, let's go to Sheetz.
I'm sorry, Dipwit. I think you're amazing.
I think you're adorable.
She would have wanted to cook a 5-course meal. And me and Kaylin, my little sister, shamed her into not because we were like, that's crazy. And then she didn't open me. That was an exaggeration. But she was sort of looked in the backseat happy Thanksgiving. My family's eating Sheetz in the car on the way home. And me and my sister were like, hooray! Best Thanksgiving ever! Well, we took a real big left turn there. Anyways.
No, you mentioning, this gives the podcast more depth.
They can't get with this.
One of the better family moments that I've had with with the outside of my what do you call it, the nuclear family,
sure,
the
yeah,
mom,
yeah.
dad, and me.
You're right.
I was in undergrad and I did a play, and after the play we were trying to figure out where to eat. We all went to Sheetz. Everybody got sandwiches from Sheetz.
Sheetz bringing families together.
That was one of the last, and that's why it hurts me so much that I feel like they might be slipping.
I don't know. It just makes me sad. I feel like I do have to come back on Monday Festival
we gotta make that
defend
happen. We
Sheetz
gotta make it
honor.
Happen.
I think you guys should do a taste test, Sheetz versus Wawa.
We should go to Sheetz.
I'm down. Sheetz, that's a problem.
I don't know.
The nearest Sheetz is probably no less than
it's
hours away.
Yeah.
It's like
probably
in Maryland.
On the PA turnpike or something.
We gotta go deep.
There's one in Joppatown, Maryland.
All right, we'll figure it out.
There's a Wawa in
I feel PA turnpike's probably quicker than Maryland. I don't know.
We're giving them the goods.
I think it makes it more personal. Okay, so R is A, Corey is A. Who is A? Yes.
Peter. Uber as Uber A.
Yeah, I think so.
He's got the bank account.
Yeah.
Sufunk.
I like to switch it up every week. This week I'm gonna go Toby. I think I've already said that again. Here's the thing. I love it when you say that. I feel like this episode, and we're going to rewatch it, and maybe I'll be wrong, but I really thought he said, I forgot I was a cop. I just would love if Toby was just a crazy person that he was just like, I didn't even remember the cop. An A stands for abs. That's really what this whole thing's been about.
Oh my God.
I don't know. He's just one shady motherfucker.
So. That's a great one. Okay, I think last week I said Jay Wiles was a...
Jay Wiles.
From Serial.
From Serial.
And then...
I haven't listened to it yet.
He gets blamed for everything.
He gets blamed for everything.
Is that the black
America's
guy?
America's scapegoat. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well. America's scapegoat. So, I think this week... this week, maybe just because I want Chris Lambert and I to end on a happy note...
Oh shit! I'm wearing you down.
That's so controversial.
I'm wearing you down. How does Steve Urkel say it? I'm wearing you.
I'm wearing you down.
Got any cheese?
Oh man!
All right, tweet us your best Steve Urkel impressions at Cabernet.
Hashtag Cabernet. We're never gonna track that Twitter.
I actually do, but like I can't. It keeps telling me like that I can't verify it, and I don't understand why.
All right, let me handle it.
It must be A. A doesn't want us to have a Twitter account, Cabernet. But yeah, tweet us hashtag Cabernet. Next week we'll be back. My cat Tanuki is gonna weigh in. I feel like he has a lot of feels.
He's sleeping currently.
He's sleeping right now. It's fine. Thank you to our guests at Crazy Corey McGarden.
I wish I could have weighed in more.
It's just nice to feel you here being with us and you know giving us your energy. And then at Chris Lambert.
Thanks for having me. Thank you.
At Mundane Festival, check it out. Listen to it. It's amazing. And you know, eat at Sheetz. See you next week.
Cabernet.
Bye.
Bye. What is Sheetz?